Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting third. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting sixth. The DH, Jason Giambi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting eighth. The right fielder, David Murphy. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Jesus Aguilar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, TJ House. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting third. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting eighth. The DH, Marcus Semien. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Moises Sierra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hector Noesi. And now, play ball. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne strikes out. 1 out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aguilar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eaton for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gillespie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis strikes out. 1 out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chisenhall hits a line drive into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vecido hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aguilar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aguilar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourne strikes out. Two outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a pop-up towards third. Gillespie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien strikes out. Two outs. Moises Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sierra hits a line drive towards short. Cabrera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley hits a line drive into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton strikes out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie strikes out. Two outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vecido is 0 for 1 in the game. Vecido hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckham moves to second. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi hits a pop-up towards third. Gillespie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. There goes Ramirez. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 0 for 1 in the game. Semien takes first base on ball 4. Moises Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra strikes out. 2 outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 2 in the game. Eaton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aguilar is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguilar strikes out. 1 out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bourne is 0 for 2 in the game. Bourne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Vasido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0 for 2 in the game. Brantley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bourne moves to second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Noisy. Bourne moves to third. Brantley moves to second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kipnis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aguilar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gillespie for the out. 2 outs. Dion Vasido is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vasido is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vasido strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomes is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bourne throws the ball into Cabrera, who tags Ramirez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dunn moves to third. One out. Scott Acheson now pitching. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Flowers is 0-for-2 in the game. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Semien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunn scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Moises Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a line drive into left field. Vasido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aguilar is 0-for-2 in the game. Aguilar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javi Guerra now pitching. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bourne bunts towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Aguilar moves to second. Two outs. Mike Aviles pinch runs for Jesus Aguilar. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Guerra covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall now playing first base. Mike Aviles now playing third base. Cody Allen now pitching. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-3 in the game. Eaton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckham takes first base on ball 4. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillespie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckham moves to third. Dion Vasido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vasido is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vasido takes first base on ball 4. Gillespie moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dunn hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckham tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Brian Shaw now pitching. Alejandro Diaz a pinch runs for Dion Vasido. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz now playing left field. Ronald Belisario now pitching. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brantley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a line drive towards the mound. Belisario can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jason Kipnis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0-for-3 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kipnis for the out. Brantley moves to second. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chisenhall is 0-for-3 in the game. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Giambi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi is walked intentionally. Josh Tomlin pinch runs for Jason Giambi. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brantley scores. Tomlin moves to second. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a line drive into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-3 in the game. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aviles. Lourie Garcia pinch runs for Tyler Flowers. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Garcia. The throw from Gomes and he is safe. Garcia steals second. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Semien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Semien hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garcia moves to third. One out. Moises Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.